Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We are going to have with us today Melody Cederstrom. We haven't reached her on the phone just yet. We're having a little phone difficulties. But we're going to talk about discount gold and silver, but we're going to talk about the economy and the jobs and our dollars. And I have this article here from Bloomberg. That it's probably something that, if you're like me, you're not paying a lot of attention to. And they've not made this terribly public, but I wanted to ask Melody about it. And so when we bring her on board, we'll get that taken care of. But it says that the 61% devaluation that the Venezuela told to one about, it says the dollar... Venezuela is forcing companies to pay an average of 61% more for dollars in government auctions compared with a year ago. Now, that's a big increase, 61%. And, you know, I think that what goes on, obviously, what goes on over there, it does affect us over here. It goes on to say here that the sales are the only way most of them can get their hands on scarce foreign currency to purchase goods from abroad without access the official exchange rate of 6.3 bolivars per dollar. So they've increased it. I mean, it's an average of 61% on the American dollar, and they've kind of kept this quiet. It's not being said too much about. I think we have Melody with us. Melody, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine.
Well,
thank you.
I apologize. That was my fault on the phone, but I was looking at this article.
Well, that's good to know. Usually, it's always my fault. So.
not in this stage. It's not. did you see this? Where the 61% devaluation of the dollar in Venezuela? Have you seen that? That's from Bloomberg.
Is that the number today?
Yeah. Well, yes, October 8th, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I haven't read the article, but certainly all these currencies that are fiat currencies, they're definitely having problems, and Venezuela is certainly one of them. And, I mean, that's what happens. It eventually happens to all countries, and, you know, we are no different. The only way we're different is we're bigger so that we can carry on the illusion a little bit longer. But the day of reckoning is coming when our currency will continue to be revalued, even though, I mean, when you think about it, our dollar has already been devalued.
Oh, absolutely. Well, apparently they're being charged more for the currency, for our currency as well, obviously, if theirs is being devalued. So it's like, that's going to affect us here. It's got to.
Well, I mean, Venezuela is not that big of a, you know, country, and I don't know what type of an impact they would actually have, except on the people that are holding dollars. But certainly, the trend truly is not, you know, around the world that people don't want to use U.S. dollars. There's trade agreements being set up among other countries. You have, you know, Russia and China, the obvious ones, but you also have the smaller countries too, that are looking to trade in something other than U.S. dollars. And so this is a trend, and certainly the U.S. dollar has been the major currency, the reserve currency for a long time now, and it does take a little bit of time for it to be replaced. But and it's all about confidence. And I think anyone around this world would say, no one. There's little confidence in the U.S. at this point in time. You know, we continue to grow our debt. We turn a blind eye to, you know, what truly is happening on so many issues. We're beginning to be looked at as a weak country, no leadership, and it will affect how people in other countries view our currency, because it's all based on confidence.
And the confidence is low, as you said. And I have another article that's out of from September, but it's saying 51 cents of every dollar. That's how much Americans think the government waste is. And it gives all the statistics here in this particular article. But, yes, we're spending way too much. And I talked about, and I've got the job report. And, of course, they're saying 5.9%. They've added 248,000 jobs. And then I have another report that says it's really more like 20% and up, because they're not counting. And, you and I have talked about this before. It's all a deception. And we're such sheep. We're so easily deceived. And but I think people are waking up, Melody. And you know why they're waking up? Because they don't have jobs. And they're starting to look in their own communities, in their own neighborhoods, when so-and-so is not working, or he's working part-time now, or she is, because they can't get full-time work. They're working two part-time jobs because they can't get full-time work. And they're trying to balance and manipulate their own household budgets and trying to make ends meet. So when these reports come out and you look in your own community and in your own families and up and down your own block where you live, or in your county there where, in rural America, and you can see that these numbers are fudged, 5.9%, but it's because they're no longer counting those who are no longer receiving unemployment because they've been unemployed so long. They're no longer counting these students that can't get a job, so they're going back to graduate school. And they're not counting those who are working part-time because they can't get full-time jobs. So the numbers are definitely manipulated to make us think something is going on. And the fact that they even say that they've added 248,000 jobs, I'm not sure where those came from. But it hasn't appeared in my neighborhood just yet.
Well, the problem is there was, I think, 315,000 in the same report that were no longer included in the labor force, taking us to almost 93 million people. And that's back in 2008 when, really, we were at the peak. 2007, I mean, that was, everything should have been really dandy there. There were 78 million that was not in the labor force. So you've seen a significant increase, and I don't think you can blame it all on people being retired, and maybe they're being forced into retirement, but certainly the numbers don't jive. And I think the first, during the 2012 elections, was the beginning of where they started just flat out lying about the percentage of the unemployment was right before the 2012 elections. And people came out and said, it dropped from I can't even remember the number, but 8.2 down to 7.3. And it was how do people not figure it out that these are just flat out lies? But people will accept these lies until they're hungry. So maybe we are getting to the point where bellies are beginning to become a little empty, and they're having a little bit more difficult times to where they're, or fear. And of course, there's certainly been a lot of fear in the news of late, and perhaps that's beginning to make people pay a little bit of attention.
Or they've been out of work so long that they've had to dip into whatever IRA or 401k or retirement that they do have. And of course, if they're not the right age, they have to take a penalty with that. So that makes their future look even bleaker. And it's just, the American people are resilient. But I was going to ask you, and we're going into a break now, do you believe we're really in a recovery? Because I really don't see a lot of recovering going on. And I wanted to hear your opinion on that. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You can visit Melody's website by going to dgfcoins.com, or just go to my website and click on her little icon there. Discount gold and silver, and we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSE Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pet, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store as well as home delivery. Call for pricing 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today 417-452-2781 or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. My guest today, I did a lousy job of introducing you because I had messed up the phone numbers, is Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver. You can visit their website by going to dgscoins.com or just go to my website and click on her icon. It'll take you right there. And you can also give them a call in the office and make sure I've got this one right, Melody, 1-800-375-4188. Do you believe that we are in a recovery?
No, I don't. Absolutely not. And many of the past recessions, did we really come out of any of them? Certainly their little technical numbers and so forth show that we did. But if you believe the numbers are manipulated and made up and extended so to make things look good, we never came out of any of the recessions probably in the past 20 years.
Oh, I don't think so either. You know, there's a, you know how all the conservatives and liberals, they have their little posters that fly around the social media. And there's one I saw several months back, maybe even last year. And, of course, it's George Bush, you know, and it's got this, how do you like the is this recovery better than my recession? And I'm thinking, you know, I didn't like either one of them, but I never thought we were out of the recession, so I don't see the recovery. And things weren't really great back then either. I mean, we saw things going downhill. The fact that they were, you know, they were blessing us with stimulus money from time to time to make us feel good, you know, like giving a kid a cupcake to shut him up. And you know, when it's your money in the first place, it just steamed me that they call it stimulus money and that they were giving it to us. And it just, you know, I get a little bit irate when I talk about that. But it's just... I don't see a recovery. I see things not getting any better. I mean, there may be certain realms where things have improved a little bit, but I think they're just happenstance. I don't think it's a true recovery. I don't think so. I think Americans are survivors, and I think that they're going to figure it out despite the government. And,
you know, it kind of makes you wonder, you know, because one part of the recovery is they're talking about the real estate market. And certainly there was areas that were never affected by the 2008 State College here in Pennsylvania, where our office is located. It didn't have that much of an impact. It's a university town. It gets a lot of money from Harrisburg, the capital. And so, you know, it might have slowed down a little bit, but it really wasn't that bad when it came to the real estate. And I was just told recently there was an area in town where they're looking to really build it up, and they're building all these apartment complexes. They're building all these new areas, making these new areas for homes. And when they started building these complexes, 3 years ago, I thought to myself, well, who's going to live in these apartments? Who's going to live in these complexes? I mean, the college, yes, but the college isn't going to grow by thousands and thousands of students. I mean, how much business is going to be coming in here unless money gets funded by the state and the government in order to bring in businesses? But still, surely you wouldn't be able to think that they would be able to fill all this housing that they're creating and the homes being built and the new areas. And then I started thinking, well, you know, if China can do it, I guess the U.S. can do it too. You have all these ghost cities in China where they just built up and built up. Builders have to continue building or they go out of business. They continue to get loans from the banks. And I think we're probably doing something very similar, certainly not to the degree of China. I'm not suggesting that. But, however, is that part of the vision and the real estate that is keeping things going? It's part of it. And certainly, you know, a lot of the building has been in apartment buildings and so forth. So, again, it's part of the distortion that creates and supports the illusion that things are becoming better when they really are not. We have almost 47 million people on food stamps. That continues to get stronger and stronger. I mean, when you think about it, it's about 14-15% of the population.
Well, and you know, you said you're in a college town. There's one not too far from here. And but you look at what colleges are doing, and we look at the spending that goes on in America in general. And everybody just keeps using the plastic card. Everybody keeps getting farther in debt, just like the government. We're following the leader, you know. And we see the pretense that there's plenty of money. Well, there must be some money somewhere. I know that, you know, the colleges are getting more and more expensive. They pay the professors, the coaches, the staff more and more. And I'm not saying they're not deserving. I'm just saying we just keep spending more and more and more money. And I got, you know, California, the state of California is broke, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have a cougar there in the L.A. area. And so they want to protect this cougar. So they're thinking about spending $10 million on a special overpass for the cougar. And I'm thinking, I thought we were broke. I thought California was broke. Where are they going to get $10 million to baby this cougar so that he can safely come into town and take their little puppy dogs and their kitty cats and their children and drag them back in to the forest?
Well, it's
going to
be Northern
lunch.
California, where you have all the computer and the tech companies and so forth, you know. And of course, you know, those owners of those companies, they're billionaires. So, you know, it's, you know, the money might be coming from them. But, you know, you have Stockton, California, who's bankrupt, and it just, I mean, it really sets a precedence because, you know, they have, that the courts have allowed them to take from the pensions. for these creditors. The creditors went to sue and said, hey, you know, I don't want 10% of my money back. I want more than that. And here you have all this pension money sitting there. So, you know, hey, it's a free meal there. So they can't be protected. And the courts ruled that, okay, you know, you could use the, you know, we'll use the pension funds. And, you know, some of those people can lose up to 60%.
Because the government earned it, you know. We didn't build it by ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, I've got him, caller. We've got Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Oh, okay, Beth. I got a comment, but I got a question for your guest there, too.
Okay.
These colleges, they're pushing them young kids to get the college student loans, and they're putting them in debt so far that... it's out of control.
It is, and then they can't. You know, they're years and years trying to get out of debt.
They can't get the money back, and they go to college for things that once they get out of college, they can't get a job for, so they have to go back to college.
Well, it's really tough these days.
And they just go deeper, farther in debt, and then that student loan stuff, it's so out of control.
It is.
Anyway, I was going to ask you, Beth. I mean.
You have a question for Melanie.
Melanie, there. How much does an ounce of silver go for nowadays, and how much does she think it may go up? And is there any limit to how much a person's got to buy?
Okay. Melanie, did you understand him?
I had a hard time. I think he's inquiring about the silver prices. And silver is fluctuating slightly above $17 an ounce. You can buy 1 ounce silver eagles for just a little under $20. They come in tubes of 20, so they're really good buys right now. And, you know, I don't sensationalize gold and silver. I always stay with the fundamentals. When I view any investment, I look at the fundamentals. I've been saying that for years and years and years and years. Fundamentals are the truth. This tells you what's good and what's bad. The fundamentals for gold and silver are getting stronger and stronger every day. Prices for gold and silver will be higher than what they are today. The one thing that we do not know about is when. When are they going to rise? There's a lot of pressure on gold and silver. There's a lot of manipulation on gold and silver to keep the prices down. Why? Because they can't carry on their illusion that things are good. You can't have 17,000 in the Dow and 2,000 in the S&P and the NASDAQ moving up. It just doesn't work. However, again, reality is truth and fundamentals are truth. So prices are going to be higher in both. We just don't know when. I think we're seeing the bottom here. I had mentioned the last pressure in gold that we probably would see 1180 for the third time for gold. We saw 1189, and it headed on its way back up. Silver, 17, is an important number, and I think that's probably the low for silver, too. Certainly can fluctuate a little bit up and up to the both sides of that, but these are great buying opportunities.
Yeah, I don't have much money to spend, but I'd like to invest in something.
Okay, we're heading into a break. Larry, I'm going to give you the phone numbers again, all right? It's 1-800-375-4188 to call the office there at Discount Gold and Silver. That's 1-800-375-4188. Thank you, Larry. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome right here, right now at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years. years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with our sponsor, Melody Cedarstrom, with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by even going straight there at dgscoins.com or go to my website at www.csctalkradio.com and click on her icon there with Discount Gold and Silver. They also have a phone number you can call. It's a toll-free number at 1-800-375-4188. I had another article that was talking about the same thing you were saying earlier when you were talking with Larry about silver and gold and the prices being fairly low right now compared to what they've been. And are they stabled out? Do you think they're going to drop a little more? What do you think that, I mean, that's just opening a can of worms to make you predict something, but
no.
Just
an
opinion.
That's my job, and that's what I follow, and I think you could very well, you're going to see it fluctuate. I believe one day it's just going to skyrocket because they've suppressed it so long. And once a little bit of fear creeps into these markets, a little bit of panic, I mean, there's no telling where they're going to go because they've been suppressed for so long. As I mentioned, I thought we would see 1180. We saw 1189. It popped back up, and we're at these levels where we are today, in the same way with silver. So I think these, I think we're close to the low if we haven't already seen the low. And it doesn't mean they can't run up and can't come back and so forth. But I don't buy these arguments because they, you know, I've seen advertisements, gold $700 and silver $9. And I mean, anything can happen. I mean, no one has a crystal ball and knows the truth of the matter. However, their arguments for these prices just don't even make sense. And you can pull apart what they're saying, and you can see what their agenda is and why they're saying these prices will be so low. Usually they want to put you into something else. We are running a little package. It's a great little trading. It's a silver and gold package. It's a tube. You get 20 in a tube, 1 ounce silver eagles, along with 1/10 of an ounce gold eagle, and that price is $544. And I think these are much for those who have little to get into the market but want to have a savings. I think this is a great little package. I think the gold that you receive in this package is much better, much more recognizable than the grams that are being sold for having small pieces of gold to trade for or barter. And you'll always, always want to stay with items that are recognizable and acceptable. So let's stay with your coinage, folks.
Let's tell again what that package is. I was trying 20, to write it down.
It's 21-ounce silver eagles. And 1/10 of an ounce gold eagle has a $5 face value on the coin, and the package is $544.
That's great.
It is a great package. I compare prices online with my competitors. We're still lower by almost 2.5%. So we have great prices, great shipping, and I hear all the time, I wished I knew about you before I made other purchases, but I'm glad I found you now.
Well, I'm thinking this is a great starter package because it's somebody that's been wanting to start and they didn't know where to begin. This is a great place.
It is. It's perfect. It's perfect. And so you can buy gold in small pieces. You can buy coins in small pieces. And this is great. We've been selling a lot of these packages.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that again. I want to give the number so somebody can – they've been sitting here listening and they didn't write the number down. I know exactly what they didn't do. It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Whether you've already started your portfolio with gold and silver or you just now want to get started, this is a great package to do that. That's a great package, Melody. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. But, you know, you made a comment earlier about us having too much money in this country. And what's too much in this country is debt.
Yes.
We have too much debt in this country. And when half of the population, 50%, gets a check from government, yeah, it seems like they have money, but it's all debt-based. So, and it's hard for people to distinguish the two. And, you know, hey, it does look, you look out the window and, you know, it does seem like everything is okay, but the underlying structure is far worse than it was in 2008.
Well, what I meant was they seem to be spending the money. I don't think we've got it. I think it's all debt. But if you drive up and down small town USA or even in the cities, I've been in the cities, and you see the strip malls that are now sitting there empty. You're seeing, you know, the courthouse squares that used to be booming. Most of the buildings are empty, even falling down. They're because when something's empty, it just doesn't last very long, even a home. But you see these things going on where the strip malls are empty and people are out of work. Because when those strip malls go down, somebody lost a job. And like I said, I think if you could just look in your own communities, whether you live in the city, whether you live in the suburb, whether you live in rural America, even out in the country, you know what's happening to your neighbors. And we can tell that we're definitely not in a recovery. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Yeah, I thought I'd jump in. You know, it's funny with gold and silver. When prices are falling, nobody wants to stop. We're in the middle of a crisis, then suddenly everybody is trying to change whatever they've got to gold and silver to protect themselves.
You're absolutely correct. It's human nature.
Yeah.
It's human nature, and that's why, and you are absolutely correct. And it's, you know, they'll wait. I'm always busier when the price is moving up.
Yeah,
nobody, and you're right, nobody wants it when it's down. Nobody wants to buy low and sell high.
Okay.
Yeah, back in 2007, 2008, you probably were having trouble keeping enough gold and silver in the store.
You're absolutely right. And people have to remember, too, I mean, we will have a major panic on our hands. If the stock market breaks and we have a financial crisis at the same time we're having a health panic, you know, with an Ebola panic, are you kidding
sure.
me? Product will be
sure.
gone in a couple of weeks.
Sure, but, you know, right now, you know, buy 100 ounces of silver and just use it as a doorstop until you need it.
Yep. You're absolutely correct.
So,
we're coming to your house. We're going to check out the doorstops.
I also use them to hold prop-up windows.
Okay, Steve.
Well, we have many boxes for you, Larry.
It was Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve.
Sure, no problem. Take care.
All right, thanks. Thank you, Steve. You propping up windows with your silver and gold? I'll tell you, that's cute. Well, you know, it holds its, it may be going up and down, but the value of it is still the same, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, It's our currency that's losing value when we see our prices going up. We certainly, in gold and silver, and we've certainly seen the U.S. dollar gain some strength here of late, but the government really doesn't want a strong currency. You know, it makes their debt greater, and the government wants inflation, and these are part of the fundamentals when we talk about gold and silver. I mean, it's really a no-brainer when it comes to how to protect your purchasing power through gold and silver, and that should be your number one priority when you're buying gold and silver, is protecting your purchasing power. Buying things, barter, trade, to me, that is secondary, and it does depend on you know, where you're at. Lots of folks, just like the earlier gentleman, had just had a little bit to get into gold and silver. And yes, he's looking for something to barter and trade, but he's still preserving his purchasing power at
Absolutely.
The same time.
We're going into a break. When we come back, I also want to throw in there this recession we have going on and the inflation. Inflation is just another form of taxation, and people need to get angry. We're being taxed right and left from every direction, and it's hurting the economy. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. You can give them a call, or you can call Melody right here, right now, at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSE Talk Radio.
Are you one of the millions of people who take pills for pain management? Then listen up. The breakthrough topical pain creams from RX Topical Relief may help reduce your pain without needing to take a pill. Topical pain creams combine the benefits of multiple medications for a greater effect without many of the side effects from pills such as addiction, nausea, and dizziness. In fact, topical pain creams bypass your GI and liver to minimize absorption into your bloodstream. If you're in pain and have private health insurance, call RX Topical Relief today and see if you qualify for topical pain creams. The good news is that there will be very little or no out-of-pocket expense if this prescription is covered by health insurance. Call 1-800-318-0800. That's 1-800-318-0800. Call 1-800-318-0800 today. That's 1-800-318-0800. 1-800-318-0800. RX Topical Relief topical creams are currently not available for Medicare and Medicaid patients.
Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at hambydairysupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Return. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. We're in the final segment of today's show, but the lines are open at 877-895-5410. You can visit her website by going straight there with dgscoins.com, or you can go to my website and click on her icon at csctalkradio.com. Either way, you can get there. And their phone number there in their offices is 1-800-375-4188. The government has, they have some pretty wise money people. They know how to get more and more money out of the people of the United States, and we don't even recognize them as taxes. This inflation is another form of taxing the people, and so is some of the other things that they do, the rules and regulations and the fines and all those things that come along. It's another way of taxing the people, permits and fines and licenses for this and that, whether it's in your community or statewide or federal. It's another way of taking more and more money out of your bank account. And we're paying so much in taxes, Melody, that it's just unreal. And then they pretend to be our friends by wanting to raise the minimum wage. And I had a story last week that, you know, if you listen to these folks and listen to their jargon when their jaws are flapping, and this was out of, I want to say, New Jersey. Yeah, it was New Jersey. And it was, they were trying to put a bill, and I don't remember the number of it, to raise the minimum wage for the tips. for the tip jobs, for the restaurants, the waiters, the waitresses, etc. And out of this woman's mouth came, they called her an assemblywoman. I guess that's the same as an alderman here in this area. She said they're barely making enough money to pay their taxes. They need these raises. And I'm thinking that maybe we need to just cut the taxes and then they'll have raises. But if you listen to them, the ignorance just falls out of their mouths. Are you there, Melody?
Again and again. I'm not so sure which one is the ignorant one, though.
But, you know, we're sitting here on this other side and everything. Yeah, I need a raise. But you're not going to get a raise because the more money you get, whether it's minimum wage or any other job, the more money the government gets, because that's the way taxes work. The more you get, the more they get. So, of course, they want you to make more money.
And, you know, it's really sad because it removes incentive. It removes incentive to wanting to go out and earn more money. You go out and you work 60, 70, 80 hours a week, and they just continue to take more and more and more. And unless you make a significant amount of more, you know, you're working for nothing.
Well, and the restaurant, the gentleman that was making a comment, of course, it's going to cost him $24,000 a year. They match whatever they don't make on these tips for their minimum wage. They have to match it so that they make it. So it doesn't matter what tip you bring in. You're going to make that minimum wage. You're going to make that amount. He said that's going to hurt his waiters and waitresses because they're already making $15 to $20 an hour. Altogether with their tips. Well, the incentive is gone because the waitress, who isn't near as friendly as the one who's really a go-getter and wants to take care of her customers and wants them to ask for her the next time they come in, where's the incentive? This one over here that's doing squat, you know, the minimal that she can do for her customers, and the one over here that's really going at it, where's the incentive? I mean, the one that's doesn't care whether they wait on you or not.
Anymore, it really is. And again, you know, you look at, I mean, you talk about reality. I mean, there is just no reality in anything that goes on in this country. In fact, when we were on vacation this year, the group I was in, someone had picked up the tab and the waitress actually ran after her and said she didn't tip her enough.
Mm.
And it was the most bizarre thing ever. Not only did she embarrass this person to death because she just miscalculated, but she had left plenty of tip. But it wasn't enough for this woman. She thought she deserved more because it wasn't the 22% she was expecting.
Well, they have
the work wasn't as good, you know, to deserve a bigger tip either. So, you know, it's just bizarre, this world anymore. And it's everybody wants something for nothing. And we've been put in these positions, to kind of, you know, make us or make some or those who think that way. It's just bizarre.
You know, I have a granddaughter that's working as a waitress right now, helping herself get through college, and that's in the state of Kansas. And she's working at I think they're called the Big Biscuit. And they do breakfast. That's what they do. They do lunch, too. And she only works weekends because she's going to school during the week. But she relies on that. And she's a go-getter. She wants her customers to ask for her again when they come back in. And that's what's happening. But what I was trying to say, I think being a waitress would be the hardest, most difficult job in the world. I've always thought I would probably mess it all up, you know, when I slap it down at home, the boys got to eat whatever I put on the table. They don't get to order. But, because I always told them I wasn't a short order cook. I was just short. But they, it takes the incentive away from those that are already trying to work really hard. And of course, the other one, they're not going to work any harder than they're going to anyway, because that's just their personality. But, it goes on beyond that because it hurts the restaurant business, hurts the waiters and the waitresses. And when they have the gratuitous, because of you have a big group that's automatically put on there, they're going to get less now. So, you know, people aren't going to put down the money anymore because they're being demanded of them. A tip is exactly that. They're rewarding you for your service. And now it's it's not considered that anymore. And it, to me, it's just it's devastating to what's going to happen to that particular industry. And they're not helping anyone. And I've kind of rattled on about that enough, I guess. But they're not helping anyone. And it just upsets me because it's a tax and people don't see it as a tax because they're not really trying to give you more money. They're trying to get more money out of you. Anyway, we're just about out of time. I want you to tell your package again because
go
I know
ahead.
Everybody was excited about No, don't say amen. I'll just keep going. So let's give your package again. Tell again about your package.
It is really frustrating. It is. And you just want people to see it and do something. And but folks can do something. They can protect themselves by purchasing 1 ounce Silver Eagles, 20 of those. And they're also the year on those are 2014s. They're the current year. And 1/10 of an ounce Gold Eagle coin. Those are random dates. And the total package is $544.
That is just awesome. And the number to call is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Melody, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate so much what you're doing there. DGScoins.com is where you can visit their website and get her newsletter. They have a newsletter there. Thank you, Melody. It's going to take every bit of every one of us to fight these taxes to bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study, and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic State? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.